Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. A little bit different show for you, short show. Just want to talk about the pandemic, the state of the pandemic, and talk about the booster shot. So I want to talk about that first, because I told you about my vaccine experience. I did the same thing. I tuned in and I said, is this meant for me? And I got a very clear yes. And I proceeded with having the booster shot. My side effects were much more intense than the side effects of the second shot. I had the Pfizer. Why did I decide to get the booster? I went through my same spiritual process. I asked for signs. I looked around. And right after I had decided for sure I'm going to get the booster shot, then they announced this new variant. And so I feel that it was the right direction to go. With that being said, as I continue to tune into the pandemic, it feels even longer than, and granted, spirit is completely in control of timing. Not us, but in terms of when I first got my shots in May, my two dose of the Pfizer shots in May compared to now, it feels longer, but it could be that my mindset then was one perspective. And now seeing how the year has gone, it feels, as I tune into it, for me, it does feel extended. And so I share this with you because I think it's important to hear the real life of going through this pandemic and what it looks like. And on many levels, in terms of lifestyle, my lifestyle hasn't changed. Yeah, I don't go out as much. I do live in a city. And so that has definitely transformed my perspective on a city because I'm not going out. And but it has helped me to reach for higher desires. So I hit a point in the fall where I started to see like, oh, wow, this still doesn't feel completely safe in the way maybe I would have felt going out in 2019. And so as I tuned into that, I said, okay, I have been coaching people through this whole experience. And one of the consistent things I've been sensing and had conversations about, and the messages that have been coming forward to spirit, and it's something I shared here the last podcast I did on the pandemic, is that we can't pretend like we're going back to 2019. And so as I started to sit with that piece of wisdom, as I started to tune into who I wanted to be, what emerged from within me were these really beautiful, amazing, sparkly desires that I had let fall by the wayside just over the years, just didn't think about. And it connected me to, and granted, I've been doing a lot of inner child work over the last couple of years of this pandemic. I thought, wow, what a wonderful opportunity to do a lot of self-work, which I have done. But one of them, because I've been reconnecting with my inner child and reconnecting to the me before I became me, I discovered, again, some desires that I didn't even know I had. And as I started to make adjustments and accept the reality of living in a pandemic, and I know it's different for everyone. You know, I have conversations with people who live in different parts of the country, and it's a very different experience for them. I happen to live in an area of the city where people really do adhere to masking and social distancing and really take it seriously, I guess. But I also understand that, you know, if you live in a rural setting, maybe it doesn't feel as serious to you because you're not maybe interacting with people constantly. So I understand everybody has their own unique approach. I'm just sharing my own wisdom, and I will, at the same time, I'm connecting it to the consistent messages I've received as I've read for other people over this situation. It is a situation. So what I would say to you, the booster, again, it's your own personal journey. I am intuitively sensing, and I don't think it's just me. I think that they're alluding to it, that there will probably be an additional shot. But this is a living, breathing thing that we're all going through, and it's ever changing. And the science isn't wrong. It's just always being updated. I do think it's unfortunate that politics have gotten involved. And I think that it distorts people's ability to make clear and clean decisions. So some of the things I have been noticing outside of my sessions and the few conversations I've had with people not in my pod, I'm hearing a lot of conspiracy theories. And Spirit has very clearly shown me there is no conspiracy theory here. It is what it is. It's an ever-changing situation. And with that being said, I think there's a side where people want to take the perspective that someone's out to get me. No one's out to get you. And I don't think anyone, even the most sinister human on this planet, would have wished this for our planet. And so if you are holding some of those beliefs, I would ask you to sit down and just look at them and say, can I really believe, hold firm to, have some factual piece of information that can truly support a conspiracy theory? And don't make yourself wrong if you're hearing me say this and you're like, oh, I've been believing a conspiracy theory. No, come on. You know, it happens. Just sit with it and see if that's really what you intuitively are sensing. I went to get my booster and I was coming home. One of the things I will say is I was predicting going to my booster appointment. This time I had to actually take a car and go to the main hospital. My health plan was not offering it in a right across the street from my house. And it wasn't far. It's just maybe a mile up the road. And I had already been sensing like, oh, I bet my drivers aren't vaccinated. And it's not a bet. It was like I was sensing it. But I looked at that and it wasn't, and my drivers still both directions revealed they weren't. Or one declined to state, and the other very clearly and very vocally told me that she wasn't. But even in that piece of information, I knew that I was vaccinated. I knew I had my mask on. I opened the window. I prayed. I did the best I could, and so I felt like I was safe in that. And partially, I do think because I've been honoring my truth throughout this journey. And I think that there is some grace that is provided to us when we honor our truth, no matter what, even if it doesn't always line up and make sense. But one of the things that it got me thinking, I was like, oh, this is another desire. Like all of a sudden, I was like, I really want a car. And it wasn't that I hadn't been thinking that for some time. And I live in a city, so there hasn't been a need. I live right next, where I live is like, I'm right next to the train station and the bus lines. Like this was my dream life. And because of a pandemic, again, it opened me up to truest desires I had left buried. And not buried because I was denying myself, buried because I was attracted to other things. And so I was like, oh, this is a thing I want. And my first thought was like, there must mean, you know, that is meant for me. And I'm going to figure out how to do that. And I got excited about it. So what I'm sharing with you is that this can be an opportunity to be, woe is me. Oh my God, the world's against me. Nothing's going the way I want. I just want life to go back to the way it used to be. Or it could be an opportunity, a treasure chest, to dig into the treasure chest of you and uncover new desires, uncover a new experience you can have. Like, wow, now I get to have this juicy, amazing experience of manifesting my dream car, because I'm not playing small on this. I want my dream car if I'm going to do it, right? I want my dream house, right? And so it made everything a lot more fun. It made my work more fun. It made my day-to-day more fun. It made my spiritual practice and my self-work more fun. So you can take this experience and work it against you. And there are many ways to work this pandemic against you. And I've seen people fall into the pit of that over and over again. Or you can take it and say, hey, this is this thing that's outside of my control. I'm going to be fully and completely present for this experience. I'm going to do my very best to keep myself safe in the way that feels right and true to me. And I am going to learn more about myself. I'm going to heal the things I need to heal, and I'm going to go for what I really want. Right? It can be really fun. As a personal experience, I'm not minimizing that this is a thing that has killed a lot of people, that has caused a lot of suffering. I am not minimizing that in any way, shape, or form. But we're not helping the suffering by A, either denying it, or B, resisting that. Because I think there's a denial. Oh, this isn't going to happen to me. And then there's a resistance, a defiance. And I talked about that in the last podcast I did. So, my Uber driver was the second one was in complete defiance. She was just like, this is not real. This is a conspiracy theory. My intuition is telling me. And I was like, whoa. Your intuition, huh? And so, it definitely made me cringe a little bit. I'm like, okay, that is your truth, and hold that as your truth, right? But when she moved into putting down people who were taking precautions, that's when I said, that's not spirit. We all do have to make our own choices and decisions. Do I get annoyed at the fact that people ain't acting right, right? In a lot of regards. Yeah. But do I also know that acting right looks different in different parts of the world? Uh-huh. I accept that. And we all have to just be present for this and do our part where it feels right and true to us. But the minute that we go into woe is me or the aggression, the fighting a system, there's nothing to fight. No one is against us. Everyone is doing the best that they can. For whatever reason they're doing it, they have a reason. This is difficult. No human in our lifetime has had to go through this and in this way. And so find it within you to be compassionate, honor your own truth, take good care of yourself. Take good care of yourself. It's one thing to say, I'm not going to do any of the vaccines. It's another thing to be like partying like it's 1999, acting like it can't happen to you, right? So just trust this journey, trust the process, stay well read. Powerful people who are spiritually powerful, combine their intellect with their intuition. So stay up to date on the news. It's not an excuse not to know, right? And I will say this, if you're struggling with maybe some of the mainstream news and not getting, like I was finding like, oh, some of the mainstream news is giving me too much of an emotional slant. I just want facts, right? Because I'm going to run those facts through my own wisdom system. So what I would recommend is read more. And also, what interestingly, this is a part of another manifestation process I'm going through right now, but I have found that financial news like Bloomberg and the Wall Street Journal, you get a different picture of what's going on in terms of the virus, the strains, what the experts are saying. And you lose some of the opinion-based commentary. It's a lot more straightforward. So I would encourage you to maybe pursue, even if it feels overwhelming to you, read a few articles from the Wall Street Journal, or you know, put it on Bloomberg or one of the financial channels, and just kind of absorb it. And if nothing else, it puts you in the vibe of money. It definitely puts you in the vibe of money. And I don't pretend to understand it. Sometimes I put it on in the background and I'm working and I'm like, I have no idea what they're talking about. But it's raising my consciousness. On some level, it's raising my consciousness. And I think use this time, no matter what it looks like in terms of lifestyle for you, given where you live, use this time as an opportunity to rise up. Use this time, and I often say raise up, as in raise your vibration up. Really use this time to expand, to learn more, to grow, not just about what's going on in the world, but within you. What are you up to? What lights you up? What desires are most on your heart? Maybe you're struggling with relationships. Pick up some relationship books. Maybe you're struggling with boundaries. Read some books on boundaries. Watch some Terry Cole videos. Maybe you're struggling with staying centered and focused. Do more meditations. There is so much good that can come out of this time. Use every little bit of it. And no, not every piece of this journey is going to be perfect. And there is a lot of messiness, but you can still hold your head high and be centered even in these messy times, right? So in a nutshell, as I tune into it psychically, it still feels like it's going on and it doesn't feel like an end date. I will say that. The decision as to whether to get the booster, as always, that's within you, what feels right and true to you. I made the choice to do it tuning into my what was right for my life, and given where I live, and I live in a very dense area. Also, this variant, this new Omicron variant, is proving that we might need it. And that's just fact. If you're reading through the news and what and I read everything. I read in the LA, like my mom was saying, she asked me today, she's like, oh, did you see this? I'm like, yeah, I read the LA Times. I read the SF Chronicle. I read Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, because I want to hear all the different perspectives. And I want the latest information. And that from there, I can make choices and decisions for my own life, run it through my own intuition. I will say that it is a time for centering yourself. It is not a time to be all up in your feelings. And what I mean by this, it's not stuff your feelings down, feel them in their entirety. If you need to grieve about something, grieve about something. If you're feeling angry about something, feel that anger, get clear about why you're feeling that anger, and let your emotions move through you. That's how you're going to get through this time safely and securely. And if you need support, psychological support, get it. You can do sessions on the phone, right? And I this is a big one I'm going to say, and it's something I've been seeing in my own practice. There's spirituality, and then there is psychological support, therapy, right? They support each other. They enhance each other. There might be times where you need one more than the other. You know, maybe you need to invest in therapy instead of investing in a coach, but they are not a substitute for each other. This is definitely a time where you are going to have to sort things out. And I talked about this in my last podcast about the boxes, the message Spirit's been giving about boxes as it relates to setting goals and focusing on goals. The same goes for how you're feeling, why you're feeling what you're feeling, what you're going through, because it can be a time where maybe you're triggered by the holiday season and then all the pandemic stuff. And then maybe you're working on you're working on something at work and that feels stressful. It's end of year something. And you can mesh all that stuff up together and then it can overwhelm you, right? It can get really difficult. And then when you're in that state, you can't see clearly. You can't receive clear intuitive guidance. You can't know what the best direction is for you. And so I would encourage you to stay within each aspect of your life. I know it's not a perfect science, but just say like, oh, well, that's a family issue. And this is a work issue. And I'm feeling this way about work and I'm feeling this way about family. And that's just the way it is. And I'm going to feel those feelings and journal on those feelings and do work around those feelings, but they don't have to mean anything about me. It doesn't have to mean anything about the state of my life. It's just the experience of being human. Yeah. Okay. All right. It's a little bit longer than I thought, but I wanted to give you an update on the pandemic one more time. As I tune into it psychically, universally, it feels longer. Where this has different waves. It might look different than maybe when we started in 2020, but the energy, it's still familiar, you know, but they're going to be different ways in which we appropriate this experience. And so just stay true to you, stay in your spiritual practice. If you need psychological help, get psychological help. I hear a lot of excuses around that, and it's just bonkers, crazy nonsense. If you have health insurance, call up your health plan, get a therapist. A few sessions, maybe all you need, someone to talk to. Spiritual practice is not a substitute for that work. Spiritual practice can really enhance that. And spiritual practice can be a safe refuge, but it's not a substitute. And if you don't have health insurance, my spirit guide said that when I said, tell them, if this is my PSA, figure out how to get some health insurance. Just pray about it. Figure out how to do it. It's for your highest and greatest good, especially if you live in the U.S. They're, you know, figure it out. We are very blessed to have all of these resources, and there are people who would love to have what we have. And it's very rare that I say that comparison. But as you look at things that are going on in other countries as it relates to the pandemic, we are very, very lucky. And so praise God and do what you know you need to do. Do your part. Show up in the way you need to show up for yourself, for your well-being. Don't get caught in some story that doesn't really make sense, right? And everything you think you're missing, you can find a way to create the essence of that in your life right now. You can find a way to create the essence of that in your life right now. You're meant to do amazing, wonderful things. So do those amazing, wonderful things, whatever they may be. It's a perfect time to start a business. The perfect time. Online, if you have a dream, go for it. Go for it like no other. Go for it big. This is the time. That's my intuitive coaching tip. If that is a desire in your heart, there has never been a time, better time than right now. All right, my loves. I'm not going to pitch, but you know how to find me, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Hope you enjoyed this program. I look forward to connecting with you again on the next podcast. Thank you for listening. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Yourself. Because if you take really good care of yourself, then you are helping the whole planet by the way of the law of oneness. Take care of yourself. Bye.